Bears, Vikings, Peterson, Briggs. What else is there?
The Bears go for two in a row Sunday on the lakefront against a division opponent that beat them out of a playoff spot last season.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears go for their second straight win this Sunday when they host the Vikings. The offense last week took a little long to get started. What's the key to starting quicker this Sunday?
Well, now you have a starting point. Pick up where you left off. They had a game. They had no sacks. They had a really good effort of understanding what the offensive scheme is all about under a hostile, not a hostile environment, but under the conditions of a regular game. Now they have to build on it. There is no going back. There's only going forward with this offense. So I think each week we're going to see little new wrinkles in this offense, but it's about the continuous improvement of the fundamentals of each player.
The big thing with the Bears offense this week, in my mind, is containing Jared Allen, the defensive end from the Vikings. Now, he plays right end, so he'll be going against Bushrod, I assume. Do you think they'll flip him over maybe to go against the rookie at all? Or what are your expectations for that, and how do you contain a guy like that?
I think Bushrod is the battle that we're going to pay attention to. I think any defensive lineman that evaluates an offensive line, if they see there's a weakness there, then they could go after that perceived weakness. But I think Jordan Mills did a really stand-up job last week. Bushrod did a very good job, and it was evident by the no sacks. However, the Minnesota Vikings, they do boast a little bit different of a challenge with a lot of speed on the outside.
Defensively, the big key, obviously, you don't need me to tell you this, is Adrian Peterson. The best back by far, I think, in the National Football League. What is the key? I don't even want to say to stopping him, to containing this guy and not letting him hit some home runs like he always does.
Play your assignment coming out of the huddle. If anybody tries to freelance and open up a gap, Peterson will find it and go the distance. So it's about discipline and using the athleticism of this defensive front 8-9 guys that contribute. And I think they have a very good linebacker core. They got good athletes up front on the defensive line. Now it's about a nice rotation, keeping everybody fresh, and continuously attack the huddle call.
Going into last season, I think a lot of people expected the Packers to be good and win the division. Not a lot of people expected the Vikings to do what they did. They kind of snuck ahead of the Bears. They got that wild card spot I thought the Bears were going to earn. How big of a game is this in week two against a team like that in your division?
Well, it's huge because of the carryover from the conclusion of last season, but there's also a tremendous amount of respect going in the game. Whenever you have a guy like Adrian Peterson, you cannot forget about him. And then you have a league sack leader like Jared Allen. They do have a couple high-profile players that play close to the line of scrimmage that can have a big impact on each side of the ball.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Mark Dykman. He wants to know, aside from stopping AP, what's the most important thing the Bears need to do to win this game?
Don't give Ponder early confidence. We talked about a guy that's trying to build confidence in the league. He's a very good athlete. He's got good feet. He's got a good tight end and a receiver, Simpson. So he does have the outlet players to go to, but it's more of making his decisions a little bit quicker than he likes to make it and challenging that quarterback into the corner.
Tom, it's time to make your case for a Bears player that's going to have a huge impact on the game.
Well, I want to go again with Martellus Bennett. He's just scratching the surface of how important that position is to the overall influence on the offense, to the wide receivers in the back. So I want Martellus to come up with another big game. Then you're going to see defenses start condensing around him and open up bigger opportunities on the outside.
We're kind of thinking the same because I'm going to also go with a secondary receiver. I'm going to go with Alshon Jeffrey. I think the Vikings are going to be watching the tape of this last game. They're going to see so much going to Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett. They may forget a little bit about Alshon Jeffrey, and he has big play capability. I think he's going to have a huge game on Sunday. Great stuff as always, Tom. He's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox company.